A car falls on a person every single day, somewhere in the world. Not because they lacked skill, because they trusted a hydraulic jack to hold the weight. Hydraulic jacks are lifting tools only. The moment a seal fails, the pressure drops and the car comes down. That is why jack stands exist. They use mechanical locking mechanisms, pure physics, no fluid required. A professional mechanic never slides under a vehicle, supported only by a jack. That one habit separates someone who works safely for decades from someone who doesn't. Brianna, before you touch a wrench, this is the rule that matters most. Now, safety is the mindset, but tools are the language. And in a modern workshop, you need to speak two dialects. Most vehicles manufactured after the 1980s use metric fasteners, millimeter-based bolts and nuts. But many American-made vehicles continued using SAE measurements, named for the Society of Automotive Engineers, for decades after that. SAE uses fractions of an inch. Metric uses whole millimeters. Think of it this way. Forcing an SAE socket onto a metric bolt is like wearing shoes two sizes off. It fits just enough to feel okay, then strips the bolt head completely. That stripped fastener can turn a 20-minute job into a 2-hour nightmare. A solid starter toolkit includes both sets, buy quality over quantity. 3 good sockets beat 12 cheap ones every time. Beyond tools, you need to understand what you are actually working on, and that starts with the engine. The 4-stroke engine design was patented by Nikolaus Otto in 1876, and it remains the standard for internal combustion today. Nearly every gasoline-powered car you will ever work on runs on this same fundamental cycle. The mnemonic that mechanics use is suck, squeeze, bang, blow. It sounds simple because it is meant to be. Each word maps to one stroke. Suck is the intake stroke. The piston moves down, pulling an air-fuel mixture into the cylinder. Squeeze is compression. The piston drives back up, compressing that mixture into a tight, volatile pocket. Bang is the power stroke. The spark plug fires, the mixture ignites, and the controlled explosion forces the piston down with tremendous force. That force is what ultimately turns your wheels. Blow is the exhaust stroke. The piston rises again, pushing burned gases out through the exhaust valve. 4 strokes, one complete cycle, thousands of times per minute, in every cylinder, every time you drive. The key idea here is that every engine problem you will ever diagnose traces back to a failure somewhere in this cycle. Weak compression, bad ignition timing, clogged exhaust, all of it lives inside these 4 strokes. For example, suppose a customer brings in a car that runs rough at idle but smooths out at speed. A mechanic who understands the auto cycle immediately thinks about the compression stroke. Low compression in one cylinder means that pocket of air and fuel is not tight enough to ignite cleanly at low RPM. At higher RPM, the engine compensates through momentum. That diagnostic instinct comes directly from knowing the cycle cold. Brianna, this is where foundational knowledge pays off fast. You are not memorizing trivia. You are building a mental map that tells you where to look before you ever open the hood. Remember, the cycle also explains why engine oil matters so much. The piston rings that seal each cylinder during compression depend on a thin film of oil. Without it, compression bleeds past the rings, power drops, and wear accelerates. One concept, multiple failure modes, that is the power of understanding the system rather than just the symptoms. The takeaway from all of this is direct. Success in auto mechanics does not start with the most expensive scan tool or the biggest toolbox. It starts with a safety-first mindset. Jack stands, not just jacks, every single time. It starts with the right tools for the right fastener, both metric and SAE. And it starts with a clear mental model of how fuel becomes motion through the 4-stroke cycle. These are not beginner concepts you graduate past. They are the foundation every advanced skill is built on. A master technician diagnosing a complex engine management fault is still thinking about intake, compression, power, and exhaust. Get these 3 pillars solid, Brianna, and every repair you attempt from here forward will have a framework underneath it.